everybody. Welcome to Table Talk, a place for honest conversations and getting to meet friends. We are back. It's 2025. And Pastor Levi is kicking us off for this year.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks
Appreciate
for
you
hanging
inviting
out. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Always so much fun to get to hang out with you. And 2025, it's crazy that it's already February.
Yes.
And I know people felt like January was really long, but then all of a sudden, it just, the year's going. But so far this year, you've had your one-year anniversary of Sagemont.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. It's gone by super quick.
Yeah.
But I've had a ton of fun.
It's been great. I think I said this to you before. It's crazy you've already been here a year, but at the same time, it feels like you've been here.
I gotcha.
You know, like both in a really good way.
That's right, I gotcha.
You know, it's Levi's here, but then you go, oh my gosh, it's just been a year.
Yeah.
Time's weird.
It is weird. Yeah. But, you know, staff is great, so we've had an awesome opportunity to all hang out, get to know each other, so that's been very helpful.
It's been good.
Yeah.
And it's in one of the things that I enjoy about you is you have a very good pace. In the sense of even rolling stuff out or looking at things, and it's like it's slow, but it's still getting taken care of. And so that, for as a staff person, and probably I'm sure just as church members, that's been fun to kind of just watch.
Gotcha.
And I know you've been purposeful with that.
Yeah, because that probably was not always the way I rolled. I was always pretty quick.
Yeah.
So, pastoring a couple churches prior to this, that does help.
You've learned.
Yeah, that's right.
Take things.
Not that I know it all, but.
No.
Yeah, that pace is something that, matter of fact, it's interesting to use that word because meeting with the leadership team, I think last Tuesday, I actually asked them, how do you feel like the pace is right now?
Mm-hmm.
Pace for the church, pace for the staff. And so we try to pay attention to that.
Yeah, because sometimes you're like, okay, let's get going.
That's right.
We can handle more. And then other times you're like, oh, let's go back and redo and look at it again. So I love that you're very purposeful with that. And another really cool thing in 2025 is we have so many new friends coming to Sagemont.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
It is so fun.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, every Sunday to get to see new faces and probably a ton of you watching. This is your first time to ever see a Table Talk and being a part of all the different things. And the thing that's so fun on a Sunday morning is it's not just people coming in and sitting down and walking back out. They're going and asking questions, and how do
I do
this, and where do I get this, and how am I supposed to go here? So that's been really fun.
Well, I would say I think we've, as a staff, done a little better at making that more clear, right? So we're providing places for people to go to, so they're not wandering. It's
right.
Like, okay, if I need to figure this out, I can go directly here.
Yeah.
And they're taking advantage of that.
They are.
Yeah.
It's really, really fun. And then this, so far in this year, you just finished up our Next Step series.
That's right. Yep.
That you did on Sunday mornings, which if you didn't listen to all those, go back. You can catch them on the website or social media. You can find them. Why did you choose? Why was the thought to do that now? And what was the important? Like, if people didn't watch it, why would you say, "Hey, guys, these are good ones to go back
well,
and look
to
at"?
Well, to kind of to go back to your pace concept. So mission is describing with clarity what we do as a church. So, if you're a part of the series, I kept saying, hey, Sagemont, what do y'all do around here? It's like, we help people take their next step following Jesus. Well, that wasn't just like we didn't just write that down a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
That's something we've been working on for at least 9 months, probably more than that.
Yeah, longer,
but I started specifically with our leadership team, kind of walking through the process of getting clarity on that, and then brought the rest of the staff in. I'm getting the answer to your question, why now? But that takes time. So then staff gets a hold of it. They kind of understand the mission statement as well as the strategy with the four-step process, worship, connect, grow, and go. And then having specific strategic conversations with people throughout the church, lay leaders, deacon ministry, connect group leaders, all of our volunteer leaders. So there's a lot of people that we wanted to know what we were doing and where we were headed before I preached the series.
Yeah.
So the reason we chose January, it's kind of like, just to be honest with you, it's because a lot of people will just show back up in church in January.
Right. Yep.
And we'll do series typically like that in January. We'll do one right after Easter, and then we'll do one when school kicks back in August. So those are kind of the time frames. We'll press pause on whatever book we're studying and kind of focus in on something to try to hopefully speak to some who may be guests who are just like, okay, is this going to add value to my life? Not that the other wouldn't, but it's been a little more specific.
So, absolutely. Yeah. It's been really good. And I think one of the neat things I'm getting to see kind of across the church is with this series specifically focusing in on it, all of the different ministries are focusing in on it.
For sure.
And so it is becoming Sagemont language.
Yes.
Which is super great. I was doing something with a group of people this morning and said something about next steps, and they all kind of giggled and said, next steps following Jesus. And
that's
I was
right.
like, yeah. And so that's so cool that it's starting, you know, to catch.
Take root.
Yeah.
So any kind of culture is built on language. So to build the right culture, you got to have the right language, and that helps. But I'd also say, like, that's our strategy, but I don't know if you've heard this phrase before, but culture eats strategy for breakfast.
Absolutely.
So the great thing about Sagemont is there's a phenomenal culture among the people.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in unity, in oneness. Doesn't mean we're all the same. Okay. Doesn't mean we all have the same opinions. But we're all confident that the Great Commission is what Jesus has called us to do. We've got a strategy now for that. And because there's such a good culture, that strategy is going to be able to survive as well as thrive moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. So the different kind of next steps, we talked about worship, connect, grow, and then go.
Yep.
And those are kind of the discipleship pathway.
That's
is that
right.
what we're calling it? The
yeah,
discipleship
that's right.
pathway
yep.
of Sagemont Church is looking at those four things and where are you at in those four things.
Right.
And I love next steps because, one, with that discipleship pathway, we know not everybody's coming in at worship and doing them perfectly in like this order. There's not an
that's right.
order.
That's right.
But the other thing I love about next steps is you have a next step.
I have
a next step.
That's right.
Like, we never get to a place where we don't have a next step.
That's correct. Well, the beauty of it is, I mean, kind of the reason we go worship, connect, grow, go is because those are your four primary steps. And in when you're kind of taking the larger approach of looking at the whole congregation, majority of people, worship will be their first
right.
step.
That's the first
and
thing they're walking
it will be
into.
Connect. Yeah. So there will be others who will jump in at different, you know, avenues, so to speak, and that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But, so it makes it a little more easy to understand. But it's also not only a place for me able to gauge where I am in my walk with the Lord, but then I can help others kind of gauge where they are and then help them, which is what's so vital for every, not just staff member, but every single leader in our church, lay leader, volunteer, that you understand the strategy and that you're not just looking at it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at it for others as well. So you're actually helping them take their next
Absolutely.
Step following Jesus.
And what's really cool, I hadn't really thought about this, but even if someone's time at Sagemont ends, they move, they go somewhere else.
Yeah.
This is a strategy just for being a disciple of Jesus.
That's exactly right.
It's
yeah.
not a at Sagemont. It
That's
is
right.
for being a disciple of
yep.
Jesus.
That's exactly
it goes
right.
with you.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Jesus models that for us throughout the Gospels. And, I think I'm trying to remember which message it was. I think it was the Grow message, but talked about how Paul actually discipled Timothy. And what did he do? He taught him the importance of worship, connecting with others, growing and going. So it's all, very biblical.
Yeah.
which makes it good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes it good. That's right.
We want that.
Yeah.
I think it's good just to actually kind of take that minute to zoom out and go, hey, this isn't just so Sagemont gets big or Sagemont. It's not about Sagemont. It's
That's
about
right.
the Lord and
That's
people's
right.
relationships. And it just happens to be that we are here at Sagemont and God gets to use this place.
Well, in that Matthew 28, when he says, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them all that I have observed.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. I think that is a special promise for the church that is involved in the Great Commission.
Mm-hmm.
So if we really want, God to look like, to say blessings on that church, well, he's looking for the church that's involved in the Great Commission.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to be. We want to be a church that's actually blessable by God.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Amen. Love that. And as we're doing this, as I really do see God's blessing on Sagemont, which I have for years. It's cool to go back
That's
and see God's hands on this church for years and years and years. But right now, one way we're really seeing that is just numbers. People are coming.
Mm-hmm.
Our services are full. And in that, you eventually hit a problem with people are coming in, they don't find a seat, and they're leaving. Or they're coming in the parking lot and can't find a parking lot, and they're pulling back out. And so we have a thing coming to hopefully help with that. Hopefully yes. help with that.
Yeah.
Yep, which will. Is super exciting and yeah. a deal.
Oh, yeah. I think you're trying to draw me into
no,
saying
but I,
it.
Listen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, after Easter of this year, Lord willing, we'll start a third service. And the third service, you know, we discussed this as well. Some of this is fresh because we just talked about it this morning.
Yeah.
It's not about just, you know, trying to make Sage Amat large.
Right.
I mean, it really is trying to reach people with the gospel and help people take their next step following mm-hmm. Jesus. So to your point, yeah, we are full, but we want to create more space, not just for people to show up to worship, but we want to create more space for people to get involved in connect groups.
Mm-hmm.
Connect groups are the lifeblood of the church. So we pour into those, we emphasize those, but then we also want to create space for more of those.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. that's where a lot of life change happens.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's very exciting. I will say it's also very difficult. It's not easy.
Sure.
But you back up Sage Amat, I think it was about 30 years ago. Sage Amat was just in one service.
Hmm.
And at some point in time, they sat around the table and said, we got to start a second service.
Sure.
And that was difficult. But then you started one, and the Lord blessed that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not going to be easy.
Right.
There's going to be difficulty, and we're going to run into some coffee tables, as I like to say.
Sure.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, nothing is going to be perfect.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we stay focused on the objective, which is helping people take their next step following Jesus, it's well worth a little bit of, hey, I can go at a different time or change
right.
a little bit,
mm-hmm.
or even, you know, not preach as long. You know what I mean? Cut
maybe.
It down a little bit.
Yeah.
She said maybe. Cut it down a little bit. You know, so that's just.
Right.
But it's all for the Lord.
Yeah.
That's what we're going.
And I think it's the thing I love about it is, one, this isn't starting Sunday.
Right.
You know, and so there is time.
That's right.
We are inviting people into, hey, this is the plan. If you see a giant wall we haven't seen.
Speak.
Please say something
exactly
beforehand,
right.
you know. And also, so hopefully people don't come and go, what?
That's right.
What do you mean there's no service at 9:30 anymore?
Yeah.
And so I think that's, again, with pace.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how you're leading through this is let's tell people. Let's get the word out there. Make sure people know.
Let them know. And also just be very transparent about what it actually is going to take.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
that was part of, I guess, this past Sunday's mm-hmm. message when I just wrote the big number on the board. Here's how many new volunteers we're going to have to pull this off. And that was a big number. I think it was like 350, 360.
Yeah.
And thankfully, after Sunday, I think the number now that we have signed up for our Serve Summit is at 220 right now.
Oh, that's great.
Which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding? That's 220
that's
people
crazy.
Who aren't serving
right.
who are like, I'll help.
I'll do.
Yeah. So they're going to come February the 23rd to that Serve Summit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there. I'll talk briefly. I'm not going to get into, you know, a really long Bible study on it, but briefly on spiritual giftedness, kind of help people understand, you know, spiritual gifts, but then also give them an opportunity to take a little survey right quick that will help them understand a little bit more about how God has wired them. But then talk about their passions. What are you passionate about? And kind of my deal is like where your spiritual gift and your passions intersect, that's the sweet spot of ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to help people find their sweet spot. Matter of fact, John Wooden, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
This is random. But John Wooden's great basketball coach, UCLA. Yeah, UCLA. And just, you know, tons of national titles. But I feel like, have I talked to you about this before?
No.
Okay, all right. So he got his basketball team on the floor. He figured out everybody's sweet spot on the floor of the basketball court to determine where their sweet shot and shooting
okay.
was.
Uh-huh.
And then he designed all the plays to get those people in those sweet spots. Isn't that crazy?
That's really smart.
So it's like, all right, that's what we're doing
yeah.
really on the, you know, that serve. We're trying to find your sweet spot, and then we want
right.
to design the play for you to be in so you can be serving in your sweet spot. Also pretty cool, John Wooden, now it's coming to my mind, but if he had a player on the court who shot the basketball out of the sweet spot, he put them on the bench.
Oh,
is that not crazy?
Wow.
Yeah, but that's how serious he was.
Which and, you could go down yeah. a ton of rabbit trails with that because
yes, you could.
Even if
yeah.
I'm in a different spot and I'm open, is it the right thing for me
that's
to take
right.
the
that's
shot?
That's exactly right. That's very
interesting.
True.
Interesting.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep.
I love it.
I
love it. Jason, I have no idea.
What kind of services?
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. See, listen, people think it's just me and you in here.
Yes,
it's
that's
not.
Right. It's not.
We have the wonderful Jason Ryan, and he's trying to be so good about, y'all tell people what time the service is. But yes. I had to totally break and be like, Jason, I don't know what you're saying. But it's okay because
yeah, so right now
comfy.
We're looking at the first service being at 9 o'clock,
yep.
The second one at 10:20,
yep.
And then the third one at 11:40. And so we're trying to look at a 60-minute worship hour, 60, mm-hmm. 65 minutes. That's kind of the time frame. And interestingly, we chose those times because anything that starts with an 8 on a Sunday morning is a hurdle.
Yes.
So 9 o'clock seems to be a little more palatable for people, and it doesn't seem so early. But then what's crazy is the way that we're looking at designing it, we're really not going to be on the campus any longer than we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some great benefit in that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really good. And I think, because I've even had to think about this, is with the shorter service time, mm-hmm. we are going to have to sacrifice some things. Maybe a song, maybe a little extra preaching, maybe some different stuff. But it's one of those you go, but if it's for the good of the Lord and people come to know him,
That's right.
We do that. We make adjustments. Mm-hmm. Connect groups will meet at those same three times.
That's correct.
There won't be 8 o'clock connect groups anymore. It'll be 9, 10, 20, and 11:40.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so those are even going to be a little bit shorter than they are now. And so, again, you make those.
Make the adjustments.
You make the adjustments.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it'll be fine because, listen, most of us that are in connect groups know. The first 15 minutes
is chatting, right?
Hanging out.
That's right, yeah.
And socializing.
That's right.
So then it's almost a good push to go, okay, so we need to do that outside of Sunday morning,
that's right. Yep.
Which is a great thing mm-hmm. for our connect groups
that's
as well.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
So I think it's fun. It's fun to think about. I am the weirdo that I loves change. Do you like change?
I do, actually.
I love change.
Yeah.
I love shaking it up a little bit, doing mm-hmm. things a little bit different. I was out of town this weekend in Kentucky.
All right.
Yes, and so I didn't see service. Did y'all talk about which connect groups are which hours?
No, so you will get, you know, this is free information here,
yeah.
But I think it's Thursday of this week, the whole church will get an email. It's a survey. The survey will actually encourage people to kind of open it up, and it'll ask them, you know, what hour at worship do you look like? You're going to attend,
mm-hmm.
and then it's going to have all of our connect groups kind of laid out based on what those hours are, what connect group you're going to be in. If you have children, what hour do you feel like they're going to come in? What are their ages? So we're gathering all that data
that
we can be better prepared, you know, the Sunday after Easter.
Yeah, for what it's going to look like.
But yeah, that's coming out Thursday, and then I'll also mention it again on Sunday, and I can't remember if we're doing a QR code for that or not. But anyway, we're trying to do a survey to get as much info as possible.
That's great.
Just so we can make wise decisions.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that'll be great, again, letting people know, hey, your connect group is going to be at this
That's
hour.
Exactly right.
So you
That's
can
right.
plan
yep.
ahead and
That's
be thinking
right.
about that.
Definitely.
So I love,
yep.
again, we're not trying to hide things or do things and then be like, surprise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like,
correct.
We are the body of Christ,
That's
the
right.
whole church. Let's do it
That's
together.
Right.
So
yep.
I love
right.
that very much. So again, you can go back and listen to that sermon series if you missed any of them, like I did. You can go back and catch those, listen to those. They're super important. We encourage you to do that. And then this Sunday, moving forward.
Yes, ma'am.
We're jumping back into John.
And honestly, I feel like it's been forever since I've been in John because
Christmas
came.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I cannot wait. I mean, I've already got, I think, 4 sermons written
That's awesome.
For John chapter 8. And yeah, awesome passage of scripture talking about the woman caught in adultery mm-hmm. this Sunday. And yeah, so I can't. Honestly, that's kind of my. I feel it's a little more my speed,
right,
I guess, just to go verse by verse. And so I'm looking forward to being
back. That's
going to
be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun. As we're going forward with third service coming, you know, adding that, really looking at grow groups. You talked about mm-hmm. the third Sunday of the series, the grow portion. Looking at that, when you look at like the next 6 months at Sagemont, what are the things that you're like, oh, I can't wait to see how God moves in this area, or things that are you're like jazzed about?
Well, I'm definitely excited about a third service, and I'm looking forward to that. I think it will be a stretch for our church body,
mm-hmm.
But that's how you grow.
Don't you love it?
When I say grow, I'm not just talking about numbers. I'm talking about, you know, grow spiritually
yes.
as well.
Yep.
So that's, you got to trust the Lord in that. But then also with our grow groups, you know, this will be the third grow group that I've led that I'm doing right now. So by that time, they should be they should already be out starting their own grow group. So I'll have another group, hopefully. But I'm super pumped about that as well. I mean, honestly, you asked me that. I mean, there's like a Rolodex of things that are kind of coming to my mind that I'm excited about. But I think if I had to back up and say what am I most excited about, I'm most excited about a clear mission and a clear strategy, Worship, Connect, Grow, Go, that people understand.
Yeah.
And they can actually get plugged into, and we can start seeing spiritual maturity. Mm. And really, that's the goal. We want the church to be healthy. We want followers of Christ to be healthy in their walk with the Lord. And all the growing stuff, the Lord takes care of all that.
Yeah,
so just focus on making sure everybody's healthy and walking with Jesus.
And
he'll take care of the rest.
Yeah, I love that. And I think I also love that for the Sagemont body that's already here, that's already plugged in, this is your church home. If you've ever felt like, where do I serve, or where do I have a spot, or whatever? There's a spot.
There's definitely a spot.
You're going to have a spot to jump in. And even, if it's just talking to the person sitting next to you.
That's right.
You know, and encouraging them, or, hey, do you have a Connect group? Come with me to my Connect group.
Yes, if you missed Sunday, Bill did something pretty awesome in between the worship of the singing and the preaching of the word. As he, you know, we got to where we're shaking hands.
Yeah, yeah.
So he said, hey, I want everybody just to turn to the, you know, shake a few hands, but then ask everybody, what Connect group do you go to?
Love it.
I was like, that was tremendous.
Yeah.
Man. So it gets everybody kind of understanding, hey, there's still a lot of people who haven't plugged in. Well, bring them with you.
Yes, just invite them to come with you. And I think that's a neat thing that the people in Sagemont are catching a part of. I'm not just coming and receiving.
There you go. That's right.
I am actively a part of church getting to do that. And that's really fun to see.
Definitely.
Which is awesome.
I agree.
So that's something you're really excited about. What would be something if somebody said, hey, Levi, how can I be praying for you right now? If our church, which they do, they want to be praying for you.
Yeah, I think just continue to pray for wisdom, continue to pray for good pacing, continue to pray for God to bring us together in unity as a church family, to maintain that unity, and then pray against what the enemy would love to do, and that's destroy relationships. So he's going to attack, you know, if I'm being personal here, he'll attack relationships between me and my family members, my wife, my kids, et cetera. And then he'll start attacking relationships of people who are on the staff. So he's always trying to drive a wedge between people. So we just pray against that. And I can't, if we have our eyes wide open on that, then we can actually not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities of darkness. That was a lot of prayer requests.
That's good. But that's I love it. That's perfect. Yeah. I know people, we have prayer warriors in this church.
Definitely.
And they want to be praying. And so super glad. Glad you've been here a year.
Yeah, me too.
Looking forward to the next one.
Well, yes, ma'am.
It's going good. It's fun to get to see all that God's doing.
Ton of fun.
And listen, if you're not plugged in, there's a place for you. We want to help you. If you don't have a Connect group you're a part of, if you are looking to serve, come to Serve Summit. Go online, register for Serve Summit, Sunday, February 23rd, 4 to 6, in the student building. Register. This is if you aren't serving somewhere and you want to.
That's right.
Sign up for Serve Summit, and we will help get you connected and plugged in to a place where you can serve. There's just really great ways to jump in right now. So come and join us.
Yeah, and let me just add, like, you're doing an awesome job with our women's ministry.
Hey, thanks.
And I continue to hear how tremendous you're doing. So just grateful for you and your leadership.
Lots of, like I said, lots of good things. And people are excited, and so it's fun. It's an exciting time at Sagemont. We're glad you are here and can be a part of it. We'd love for you to come and join us however you can. So thank you for hanging out, kicking off Table Talk 2025. Listen, Table Talk comes out Thursdays at noon. And so you are this week, of course.
All right.
Right now. And then next, Chuck Davenport's going to be coming talking about Connect groups and grow groups. And we've got some other fun things planned for this year. So join us on Table Talk whenever you get a chance. So thanks for hanging out today. And we will see you next time on Table Talk.